hard. Oh, there it is. Why does it take so long? You're listening to League Podcast, episode 261. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm Josh Lingle.
Clay Inferno.
All right. Well, we had a little hiatus last week. I lost all my heat and water.
And John had also a similar problem at his house.
Yeah.
He was crawling through tunnels.
With a heat gun.
With a lighter going, come to the coast, have a few laughs.
Yeah, right. when I saw he said he was going around with a heat gun, I was like, that sounds kind of cool, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know what a heat gun is, but it sounds like it could shoot fire out of his or something.
Yeah, you need to watch Legends of Tomorrow.
I was just going to say it sounds like Mick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched it yet. So,
tell us about your tales of woe.
Yeah. Well, it was weird. Like Saturday night, you know, if you leave the they say like leave the faucet dripping or whatever, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. But like, the water started to get kind of brown. Like even Saturday night, I was like, oh, that can't be good. I'm like, well, whatever. What are you gonna do? So anyway, woke up Sunday morning, no, nothing. No heat, it was freezing, and no water. Now, Saturday was like minus 20 or something like that, right?
So cold.
Yeah, it was really cold.
Yeah, so like the landlord, though, when, you know, we called the landlord, he said he was working on it, or he had plumbers working on it. And he's like, should be fixed by, you know, whatever. Like, so we kept thinking like, oh, this will be fixed soon, you know. But
It wasn't.
We went out to Target and we got a space heater and we had to get some jugs of water because our water wasn't running.
Jeez.
It was pretty nasty. You know, toilet flushing, you know, becomes an issue. Not to get too graphic, but I don't think that was that graphic.
See, that's one of the things that I'm like terrified about the zombie apocalypse. It's just like, you can't be in the bathroom. It's going to start stinking. Here's a clue too, like when the zombie apocalypse hits and if you're like hiding out in a house, make sure there's always a little bit of water in the toilet. That way the stink won't come up through the pipes and get you.
Oh,
that stink comes up
through the stink
and gets you.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever watch The Last Man on Earth?
Yes.
Rachel loves that show.
That's great. He has all the bottled waters in the first episode.
Well, that's what you have to do, right? You have to fill the tank.
Yeah.
It's not good. But, I mean, brushing my teeth, you know.
Don't use toilet water for that.
No, no. No, that's why we bought the jugs of water. But, like, it's just so annoying. Anyway, and they kept saying, like, oh, yeah, it'll be fixed. It'll be fixed. And then finally, it was Tuesday night. Like, he's like, it's not going to – it probably won't happen. You may want to stay in a hotel. So you're like, shit. So, Clay, as Clay knows, we stayed at the Verb.
Yeah, how was it?
It's weird. It's
real
weird,
like, right?
It's a weird place. The Verb Hotel down in you know, down by Fenway. If you're ever coming
across, was that the Howard Johnson's?
Yeah, it was.
We did. I heard that was
Howard
really
Johnson.
Cool. Yeah,
it's got like a music hipster theme thing going on there, like an old school like music. Not like there was a typewriter in our room. I can't say that. And like there was a drum throne, like not just like instead of like a chair, there was like a drum, like a drum throne. Cool. So it was cool, yeah.
Did they have a Boston Phoenix cover on the wall?
Not in our room, but I did see them in the bar. So like the bar became Hojoko.
Only get that right now.
Really? Just get that. They had some cool drinks down there, actually, but it's cool. And the landlord is paying, so whatever. Just horribly inconvenient. And then we thought we were gonna have to stay there again on Wednesday, but I came back to get like some clothes and stuff, and the plumber guy was here, and he said, "No, your water's good." It was obviously warm enough. In fact, it was like I was sweating because he had turned the heat way up to try it and like. So, yeah, it was a crazy week. But we're back.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So you guys are all good, though? You didn't have any problems like that?
Oh, well, I was terrified because I forgot to shut off the pipes to the outside faucets.
Oh.
I'm supposed to do that, you know, at the beginning of winter. And I'm like, I'm just like, well, I can't do it now because it's obviously already like frozen in there.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to expand. I'm thinking like maybe if it'll just like come into the house and it won't expand out because it'll have room to expand inward. This is like my theory in my head.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't either, but like I
he's giving his best guess.
It's science. Like I don't even understand.
The way that the pipes break is the ice grows inside of them and expands and like cracks the pipes. So I'm thinking, like, if I didn't shut it off, then it will have room to expand inward towards the other water that's still in the pipes.
Wow.
And it won't expand outward. This is a stupid theory, and I don't recommend giving that a
risk. But it seemed like it worked, right? Because you didn't have any...
Yeah.
See, I don't think it is a stupid theory. I think that's a great theory.
Plus, I think our pipes, like, the outside pipe is so close to... It doesn't have far to travel. It's, like, right
it's
outside
It's probably
the
warm
wall.
Enough.
Yeah.
From your just regular heat in the house.
Just from your house, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, go shut that off after we're done here, just in case.
Yeah.
It's supposed, even though it's 50 degrees out now.
Because, you know, next week it'll be like sub-zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Sub-zero. Fatality.
Yeah. Your pipes, fatality.
Your pipes, fatality.
Hey, speaking of that, we'll get to the comic stuff in a minute, but Have you any of you played that Street Fighter V?
Have not.
No.
Really? Is it out yet? Maybe it's not even out yet. I don't know. I've seen the commercials, though.
Are you talking about Mortal Kombat 10?
No, I'm talking about Street Fighter V. Have you not seen this?
No.
You haven't seen the commercials for this?
I haven't. I fast-forwarded through commercials.
Josh, I also know the root of the problem is that also, like, Stacy is a Mortal Kombat family. And a Coke family, and I'm a Pepsi Street Fighter family, so you might not pay attention. I feel like we're Street
Fighter people from way back.
That's
when.
What I'm saying. I think we're Street Fighter people. Not everybody is.
Yeah, it's true.
Some people are more
here. He could corroborate that, but our friend Randy Shepard was really into Street Fighter, and he was kind of really into John too. So we thought,
He was. No, but we played Street Fighter over at the Hunts, like, hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. But, like, we thought if there was, like, a real-life Street Fighter, Randy would be John Hunt. Like, in the game. What? I wish John were here. Anyways. Well, check it out.
I wish John were here.
Well, that's what I wouldn't
Well,
sound
we'll like just have to do.
Idiot. Yeah, no, I just... So he could...
Sorry, we're not Jones.
No, not what I meant. So he could, you know. I'm not making this shit up.
He did love John a lot.
He did.
And that was before.
I love John a lot.
But that was before anyone would ever say something like man crush.
Yeah, the word.
Somebody said man crush in 1990. You'd get like a wedgie or like a swirly or a punch in the face.
Swirly.
Oh, I always hate it because Kirsten will be the one that'll be like, oh, you have a man crush. And then it gets really awkward. And it's like, you want to hang out with him? And you're just like, no, not anymore. You just made it awkward.
Yeah. I had a conversation last night about, you know, my friend Joe. Remember he came to the birthday party last year?
Birthday,
I had this man crush on him. I was well, he's a handsome man, but I don't know what else to say about it. But yeah, now I...
I only get the accused of having man crush on celebrities like Ryan Gosling and Leo DiCaprio and Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. The X-Men.
Reynolds. Did you do that on purpose so that we could talk about Deadpool?
No.
just a little.
Then I turn to the camera that's in here. I did it on purpose.
Yeah. Give a little thumbs up.
Talk about it.
All right. Well, that's a good segue since your man crush made a great movie.
Yeah, called Van Wilder.
And man, I love Van Wilder.
Funniest, one of the funniest, if not the funniest, National Lampoon movies.
Oh, well, that's setting a low bar, but I never saw Van Wilder. I was thinking that movie with him and Sandra Bullock where they had to pretend to be married or whatever. That was
stupid, and I've seen it more than once.
I haven't seen that one. I thought you had a man crush on him.
No, I think you've got a man crush.
Once.
Oh, I see. All right. So Deadpool made a shitload of money. It's going to pass 200 million, they said today. Is this even, like, how is that even possible? It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous amount of money for 1 week for a rated R movie.
It's unbelievable. And yeah. I mean, it was just such a good movie. I'm glad that Ryan Reynolds finally, you know, made a superhero movie that people want to see. This is awkward. I know Durst and I were talking about the same thing and like saying the same thing before the show. And I'm like, now I feel like I was like practicing and now it seems weird.
No, it's good. Nobody knows that.
That was the first meme I saw today was like Redemption. And it was like half Ben Affleck Daredevil, half Ben Affleck Batman. And then like half Ben, half Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern, half... Deadpool is like Redemption, the year of Redemption, 2016.
We're assuming that Ben Affleck Batman will be good.
Even if the movie's not that good, I still feel like he's going to be good as a Batman.
I agree.
They signed him up, right, to do Batman movies for... Mm-hmm.
He'll be in Suicide Squad and then, like, you know, Batman Returns again or whatever.
Well, the other thing I'm excited about, can I say this, even though I don't know. I mean, if he gets to kind of direct it or something,
that would be cool, right? He's an awesome director.
I'm kind of excited about Jeremy Irons. As
me Alfred. Too! Oh my god, me too! I love that idea.
Yeah, I like Jeremy Irons.
I like everything in that movie that doesn't have to do with Superman.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they can do like a Phantom Edit kind of thing and just, you know, later years from now and edit out Superman. And just
be like Garfield minus Garfield. I love that
one. Yeah, I love that book.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, it's just like John looking like a sad, pathetic guy. Nobody. Anyways, so Deadpool, though, very, like, I agree with you guys. Very funny. And
you saw it. Okay, good.
Yeah. If this is the kind of movie, like, whenever it's on TV, I'll probably have to watch it just because it's, you know, just it's funny.
You know?
It's like Anchorman or something, you know, like it's just like, oh,
what's funnier than like, I would say like right before this, we had Ant-Man and Ant-Man was funny, but this is like
this is
more of a comedy, you know?
Yeah. So,
and it has that Fox. Yeah. You almost forget that it's like in the Fox X-Men universe, and then they'd remind you, and then they'd come back, and you'd be like, oh, what is this? And then you'd be like, oh, we're at the X-Mansion now. Oh, the Cyclops.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because it seems like it kind of stands on its own, but they obviously do throw, obviously, Colossus is in it, and they talk about Professor X, and he says, Stewart or McAvoy?
That was awesome.
It's a great line there. excuse me. Sorry. They didn't even really need that, to be perfectly honest. Like, they could have just had just Deadpool. They didn't really need Colossus. It was cool that he was in it.
Yeah.
It's cool that they talked to him. And he even wasn't made a joke even about, you guys live in this huge house, but I only ever see two X-Men, you know?
I guess the studio can only afford.
But, he could have just stood alone. He was a good enough character, but I liked it. I'm glad they were in it, but... Hey, so speaking of other people in the movie, which I don't know, that was a dumb segue, but so Marina, is it Bakarin? I think that's her name. The chick from Firefly.
Right?
She is still smoking.
Looks I know.
Exactly the same.
I'm glad that she grew her hair back, because did you ever see her when she did V and she got her hair? That haircut was horrible.
It wasn't so good.
Oh, I never watched the new V, although
it was only on for 3 weeks or something.
Yeah.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
But I mean, oh my god, in those sex scenes, she was how is it that Nathan Fillion has gotten so fat and she looks exactly the same?
I feel that about myself.
Do you guys watch The Good Wife?
Now.
I literally just started watching it. I've seen the first two episodes. It's a really good show.
Yeah, I've heard good things. Well, who's in that? Is that...
That's her. That she's.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
She's in that.
Deadpool and The Good Wife. Look at that. Jeez.
She's also in Gotham.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's
watching Gotham, after two episodes. I know it's.
I haven't watched it this season at all, but.
Oh, well, anyways, Yeah, so, but she looked good. She was funny. Like, she's good. And what's his name from Silicon Valley there?
Yeah, oh my God. TJ Miller. Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty, he just, you know.
But he was a little bit more, like, I expected him to be more involved and more funny, you know?
Yeah.
But.
Maybe the, you know, the director's cut or whatever.
Yeah.
He has some more scenes, but I love, it's not even, like, the story's not even that important. We don't even, but, like, I do like the way they kind of told it with the flashbacks and the, you know, like, they would kind of go back and forth and, yeah, and whatever. But, yeah, it was really just a lot of good action, violence.
A lot of violence.
Little naked Ryan Reynolds there in that one scene where he's fighting the guy and he's naked. That's a little weird, but, hey, whatever.
Before Naked we get Ryan any angry Reynolds. Letters, that lady's only in Gotham. She's not the Good Wife. She's on something else. Okay. Never
so
mind.
You
I was wrong.
Made that
I was
up.
Wrong. I got her confused. She looks like exactly like the lead in that show. So edit that out.
Edit out that whole 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You had a G. She was on a show that began with a G.
She's on Gotham, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's like actually hooks up with, you know, Jim Gordon there.
Yeah.
In IRL. They have a kid together.
In real life?
Yeah.
Her and really?
Yep.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's actually younger than me. She was born in 1979. Younger than, Clay and I, younger and whatever.
Me.
Younger than all of us.
Wow.
But look, I mean.
Look at her.
She did. She looks a lot younger. I'll say that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, good on her. I guess she was on Homeland for a little while. So whatever. I like it though. She's funny. She could hold her own with Ryan Reynolds. It wasn't like a cheesy love story thing. You know, I thought it was well done.
Kind of like a little bit. It was like. Just like Ant-Man was a heist movie, this was like a love story, like backbone to it.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't think it was cheesy. That's
no,
all.
No, it wasn't.
It was definitely love story elements, but it wasn't like cheesy. I like the Wham reference there.
I like how he got his name.
That's right.
Cool too.
Yep.
Captain Deadpool.
No.
just Deadpool. No, that was pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was well. Well done. I don't know what else to say about it. It was good.
To anybody who hasn't seen it, which, why haven't you? Go see it.
Yeah, it's well, here's the thing, too. Like,
don't bring your kids.
No. I don't think any of us read Deadpool, right? I mean, I don't even.
I've never.
No. I picked up some of the Brian Posehn, Jerry Duggan issues.
Yeah,
when
it came out
those like pretty... 2 years ago or something. And those were funny, but never really read Deadpool. My Deadpool, I still think, is like, you know, X-Force, New Mutants Deadpool that wasn't really funny at all. It's just like fighting Domino and Cable. You know?
When did he get funny? I don't know. But I guess when Brian Posehn is a comedian takes over. But
No, well, I guess he's been funny.
Daniel Way had a...
Yeah, Daniel Way.
Deadpool. Well, you know, did you notice, by the way, they made a... There's a little... reference I think there were a couple of Liefeld references in there, right? There was a character whose name was Liefeld, and on that coffee cup,
yeah,
the credits, it says Rob L. So that was pretty good. I was glad he wasn't in it. I was afraid that he would make like a cameo or something.
And they credited him and Fabian de Siza at the end too, creating him and stuff, which was cool because they didn't have to do that, but I'm glad they did.
I kind of think you probably have to, right? I mean, he did create. It's kind of like they put Stan Lee in front of all the other Marvel movies that he created, you know, all the characters. I guess they don't have to do anything.
They don't have to do anything for Rob Liefeld, is all I'm saying.
That guy doesn't need help to his horn, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, Stan had his little appearance in the strip club scene.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Stan's always got to get in. They're getting, like, dirtier.
Yeah.
Like in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. And then Age of Ultron, he got like drunk, right? Mm-hmm. They had to take him out. Not to say anything wrong with getting drunk, I guess. But
No.
He's like 90, so. I mean,
he can do what he wants.
He can do what
he
wants.
A long way from Amazing Spider-Man, where he was listening to classical music in on his headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't he playing chess in one of the movies at one point?
I think that's Avengers, like, yeah.
Now he's like the guy in the strip club saying, "And now here's Destiny," or whatever. But
that was a good scene because
there was nudity
because Marina
because
Baccarin was looked so hot in that slutty outfit. I'm sorry, I had to say it.
Sorry, internet.
Deadpool did this to us. Deadpool did it.
That's right. We're in character here.
Yeah, we're in character.
We're gonna go R-rated. It seems to make money.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we might as well do it. Well, actually, did you see Tim Gunn wrote something on Facebook or somewhere about he said he hopes people understand why it's so popular, and it's not because it's rated R, it's just because it's a good movie.
Yeah.
And, like, he doesn't want people's expectations or whatever to kind of get, like, skewed or...
Well, and I think that's true. It's like, and it's funny, like, listening to people and how... They think that because it was a rated R movie, now all of a sudden, like, movie companies are like, should we make this one a rated R movie? And they're like, no, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just make the movie you're going
to
make.
Yeah, because it was rated R really had nothing to do with it. The only thing is you were allowed to do more, but that's just his character. Like,
right, it wouldn't work with anybody else, really. It might work with Wolverine if you want him cutting people's heads off or something.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm not even really sure, like... I'm not really sure I care about reading a bunch of Deadpool comics now. I just thought it was a good movie.
Oh, no, I do.
Because of...
Really? You're going to read Deadpool now? I don't know.
I would like to find... There's a good series that's, like, really funny that I would like to read of his.
All right. Well, there you go. Excuse me.
And I think also that just... I don't know. Deadpool's the only character we can... Well, not just break the fourth wall, but also, like, reference the Green Lantern movie and, like, reference Ryan Reynolds' career and do that stuff with, like... Yeah. It's just a perfect shitstorm of perfection with the casting and everything.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess they really just pulled no punches, you know. Like, everything was fair game. So whether or not it's rated R, which, I mean, I'm glad it was, and it had to be. I think it did definitely help make it a lot funnier, but that's... But, yeah, I mean, it was everything that they just, you know, yeah, we'll make fun of everything. You know, like, we'll make, like you said, Green Lantern, his other movies, CGI, you know, whatever. Just anything is out, you know.
And the credits at the beginning, a British villain and all
that. Yeah, I love that. I love those credits. Those are my favorite credits ever.
Yeah, and it was really funny hearing, apparently, it's like, the same movie that they pitched originally, and like the studio was like, I don't get it. This is stupid. We're not doing this. Like, they didn't change much from like what they pitched to this. So, I mean, like, they fought for it and fought for it, and finally they were just like, oh, yeah, this is funny. And it's like, oh, now it's funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they had a change in Fox, you know, like a change in management over there or something. But it, yeah.
I love what TJ Miller says. Have fun at your midnight screening of Blade 2.
We were talking about that before you came on, Clay. We were talking about. I didn't even know he was in Blade. Which one was he in?
He was in the third one, which was weird that he said Blade 2.
Oh, all right.
Because he was in the third one.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed. I mean, it was probably like the least good out of the three Blades, but it was still good, and I think Ryan Reynolds was the best part of it, so...
I never saw any Blade, but maybe I'll check them out.
They're fun.
You know what?
Is that in the... is that a Fox one, too? As well?
I don't know. Back then, it was kind
of... I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think that was like the first big Marvel movie to come out, which is strange, if you think about it.
Right, because he's not exactly a major character.
Yeah, they're like, let's make Blade.
Yeah, I think they just thought, well, no, it's a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Or something.
That's probably why.
My favorite joke may have been the line where he talks about he wants it to be, like, he keeps calling him Francis or whatever, and he's like, yeah. It's Ajax, and he's like, yep. He got the name from whatever. So he got the name from the dish soap.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
what's my name? And he spells it out in all the out bodies.
The dead guys. That's classic. And, Colossus was kind of funny. Like, he was in it. He was completely different than the Colossus that we saw in the X-Men movies, obviously. Yeah. They actually made him Russian, he's, like, ridiculously Russian. You know, yeah. Like, so Russian. Like, oh. Like,
yeah, and it's,
but that's
yeah,
how
it's
he's always
he's
been
different.
In my head, so I kind of like that.
It was cartoonishly Russian, which is funny. I had no problem with that. I thought it was great. And we would be remiss if we didn't talk about his roommate, blind lady from the laundry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
She kept trying to set up the IKEA furniture.
Well, I just like, yeah, now we know. Like, that was why he wore the red, too. It's yeah. Like, kind of like how he got his name. She's like, just wear red. That's how his suit became red, because he was wearing white. And so she was great. Yeah, I don't know. Great. The little hand, like the little baby.
I was just going to say,
that was
funny. So, so hilarious. That was what my friend texted me. He was like, what'd you think about the little hand? I was like,
makes it seem huge.
And I was thinking about it too. I was like, oh yeah, he does have like, is it the sort of the same as Wolverine's powers to regenerate?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, healing. He can just regrow a hand.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's... I mean, they were originally both part of the same weapon project.
Right. Right.
Because what was he? He was like Weapon 11 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I think so.
But that continuity doesn't matter anymore because Days of Future Past reset everything.
Right.
I guess.
It's just like regular fucking Marvel, confusing as shit.
No, but it's Wolverine still stays the same, right? I don't know how it works. Whatever. Well, Wolverine remembers everything.
Yeah.
But I guess that doesn't... I don't know. It's stupid time travel, but... Yeah, in the comic, they were both part of, you know... That.
Well, what did you guys... I was going to ask you, what did you think of this origin? I thought it was a pretty decent story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really even know his real origin, so... This is fine with me. Yeah,
yeah, I don't either. I think
cancer.
I think it's actually pretty spot on from what I understand, because not knowing really, but I heard it was very close to the source material.
I remember it sort of being like the X-Men Origins Wolverine, like he was in the Weapon X program too, but I don't know how his face got messed up or how he started talking to the camera or anything like that.
No, I don't really know much about it,
but that's fine.
Crazy.
Here's a superhero movie we don't even know much about. We loved it.
Yeah, exactly. It's true.
But sometimes I think that's like that kind of makes you like something more, is not knowing the source material, and like you don't really have something to compare it to and be like, oh, they totally screwed this up. They didn't do this right.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Well, I often wonder what it's like to. Not know, you know, to be like a non-comic book person.
I wonder what it's like.
What is it like? Well, like there are so many of these movies now. You know, there's so many superhero movies that, like, you know, I'm like, now I get to know what it's like to be a jabroni who doesn't know anything.
And that was kind of almost like what it was like with, unless you read Morrison's X-Men, which is awesome, and I recommend that you do. You don't even know that this Negasonic Teenage Warhead was a real thing. You know what I mean?
She's a pretty obscure character.
Yeah. And that was cool that they went into that instead of just, like, I don't know, recycling somebody from one of the other movies or whatever. I mean, Colossus is definitely... Yeah.
Right. He's been around forever, but...
Yeah, and he was a good one to put in there. Now he's, like, what, the third actor to play Colossus now?
I don't know. Wasn't that the same guy in all those other ones? No? Different...
No, actually, I think it was the same guy in the X-Men movies. I think it was the same guy twice.
This is a new one.
Yeah.
This is a new one, yeah.
But he's all CGI, too, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not really
good. Circus.
Apparently somebody else was supposed to play him first, but he dropped out. So I don't know.
Whatever. It's not like you need a...
It doesn't matter. I mean,
right.
Who cares? He's a CGI guy. I loved how when he was... he punched and broke every single one of his hands. And mm-hmm. That was like the best. It was totally Monty Python, too.
Yeah. And he hit him in the balls and he broke his hand. He whatever.
I also really like the villain chick, too. She was good.
Yeah, is she somebody or is she just made up for the movie?
I think she is somebody. Have you guys ever
seen... Angel or something?
But it's something Angel or Angel something, because there's
six,
there's too many angels.
There's like six angels in the X-Men universe.
Yeah. she was cool. I'm glad they had like a tough chick.
Did you guys ever see
Haywire? You're left. Oh, thank you. And then she like punched him again. Yeah, I don't know. Do we have anything? Even usually we complain about something.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So what is? I wanted to just see like what else Tim Miller has done. He hasn't really done much. He wrote, I think he was a writer on Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's good they gave it to like an unknown sort of director.
The girl's name is Angel Dust.
Really?
Yep.
Second unit director on Thor, The Dark Knight.
Oh, second unit. So, yeah.
Creative supervisor for Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. So he wasn't even a director or producer on that.
Creative supervisor.
Yeah.
Well, friggin' good for him.
Yeah.
And
he's going to do the next one? They've already...
Yep, looks like it's announced in talks.
They greenlit it before it even came out because they had that much faith in it after seeing it.
And God damn it, Cable and Deadpool, and you know what? Bring Cable and Deadpool in with Cyclops and Colossus and Negasonic. Throw Wolverine in there. There's your X-Force movie. Yeah. That's the third one.
That's right. They've talked about an X-Force movie, right? Yeah. Wolverine has said Hugh Jackman has said that he's got one more and that's it. I don't know if that's true, but
If I were him, you know, like I'd get sick of it after a while, but I mean, then they throw money at you and I'd be like, okay, right.
I think he likes it. I mean, but he's got to get in sick shape to do it.
He's got to
work out like a crazy man.
I just saw Hugh Jackman in this movie that I wrote a not that great review for this one, Eddie the Eagle. Have you heard about that?
I thought you told us to go see it.
Is that the
runner
guy?
The skiing movie? No, I just saw it. Oh. So there's no way I would have said to go see it because it was, it's like the kid that was in.
He has like Forrest Gump thing and then he becomes a skier. Is that guy?
It's not like he's
no, but he's got the leg thing, right? Where he's got to wear the braces.
Yeah, but he grows out of that by the time he's like 12.
Right.
Or
that's part of the whole like drama of the thing, right?
And then he's like,
run, Eddie, run!
There hadn't been
seats taken.
A ski jumper on the British Winter Olympics since 1929. So by default, he gets to be. He just like, I'm going to start this ski jumping team. So like, there hasn't been one in like 50 years. So he decides to join and train. And Hugh Jackman's his trainer. But this is like, that part of it is totally fiction.
You mean Hugh Jackman didn't really train him?
Yeah, no, Hugh Jackman didn't really train him. He didn't really have a trainer that used to be Wolverine or whatever. But it was just like...
time trained him.
I just couldn't even figure out why they made this movie. Or who it was for.
Well, that's the thing with Hugh Jackman. I mean, like, he's awesome as Wolverine. And just about everything else... his movies are not that good.
Kate and Leopold was a fantastic movie.
What was that one with like the robots?
Oh my god. Whatever. That was kind of like this movie. It was like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Steel.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but like with real robots.
Real Steel, I think it was called.
Real Steel, that's it.
That totally just reminded me of like an 80s movie that should have been with Stallone instead of him.
Yeah, like a USA Network movie that you would have loved if you were 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you see it as an adult, and you're like, wow, this movie's not...
Wow, why did I spend so much time watching USA Today, or USA Network?
USA Network. When I was 12, I really loved this movie. Now it stinks. But
cancel my subscription to USA Today and the USA Network.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Hugh Jackman does have one solo Wolverine movie left, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, if they want to do X-Force, I'm sure he would be fine with it. You know, yeah. Whatever.
If they want to do Old Man Logan in 10 years, I'm sure he'd be fine with it, too.
I'm pretty sure that they said that, I think that's what the next one's going to be, that's supposed to come out in, like, 2 years or a year or something like that.
Well, I think there is one more Wolverine, like, solo movie on the schedule, but... I saw a schedule the other day. Someone posted it at one of those. These are all the superhero movies for the next 5 years or whatever. It's kind of like, I can't even, like, it's like, this is too much. But they've got two Justice
Never too much.
Yeah, two Justice League, Cyborg, Flash.
Except for Cyborg. I don't understand that being its own movie.
I don't know.
He's a side character at best.
Well, maybe.
Cyborg.
More like Sideborg.
Sideborg.
They have to kind of make it like, you know, it's diverse and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotta have a black guy.
They gotta have a black guy. I didn't want to say it. You said it.
I'll say it.
You said it, not me.
I
gotta have a Cyborg.
I made myself look worse by sidestepping around it.
I know. You're like more of a racist.
Yeah.
By like tiptoeing. Yeah, he's a black guy. What do you want? Is he black?
Yeah, like they need a black guy. Of course they need a black guy.
You know, they're like, Marvel's doing Black Panther. We need to have a black guy. Hey, speaking of Marvel, what is up with that Daredevil trailer? Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
I can't believe it's only in a few weeks that it's coming out.
I'm rewatching season one to prepare.
That's not a bad idea.
Boom, boom. Good.
I'm still not finished with Jessica Jones. I just watched like the second to last episode today.
Oh, well, you'll make it. It does kind of.
I told you I was going to pace it out.
Drag a little bit, I think.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I mean, it was great up and then it's like, all right, you're kind of just dragging this out now. But so the Punisher is a lot like Deadpool. I've never read the Punisher. I don't really like the guy that much. He has.
I used to like him a lot more when I was younger. I don't know why. It doesn't really seem like my cup of tea, but I did.
But I don't know. Shane looks badass as the Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I'm excited. I'm excited.
I've never seen the Thomas Jane movie. But I saw the other one, Warzone.
Warzone was far better movie.
Yeah, Warzone actually wasn't too bad. It was just a basic action movie. The Thomas Jane one was hilariously bad. John and I saw that as a bad movie thing. Like, John Travolta is the bad guy. That's say everything that need be said about that.
Say
movie.
No it's more.
It's hilarious though. If you watch it, like, it's so bad, it's funny. So
I don't even think I can. I just can't. It's been so long. You know, I'll watch Daredevil the movie before I watch.
Go watch Thomas Jane's little side
of the laundromat
movie that he made. Yeah, the laundromat.
Oh yeah,
that's far better.
Dirty Laundry, it's called. It's not. Yeah. By the way, it's not called
not laundromat.
The laundromat. That I'm gonna make a Deadpool
Punisher at the clothes washer.
A Deadpool spoof side movie to that. And call it
can have you can have that lady in it. It's roommate. The black lady, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
Black. I'm excited about that. And Elektra too. It's
Elektra nacho cheese.
Elektra nacho cheese. And she's not Jennifer Garner like American. She's actually
she's supposed to be Greek, right?
Yeah, but she's not Greek.
No, she's not Greek.
But still.
But she looks more like a ninja than Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
With her long red hair.
Yeah.
Whatever. I get it. You want to have some star power. That's what Jennifer Garner is. But...
They should have Deadpool's tiny hand as the hand.
Oh, the hand. I like... One quick side note. So when he was flipping off Colossus when he after he cut his hand off, that was badass. But anyway, yeah. So Daredevil, very excited. So no Kingpin. I read right. Is that right? Like no Kingpin at all in this, or did I read that?
I don't know.
I don't. Maybe.
I mean, he's in jail.
I know, but he was so good.
He was really good.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Apparently, they've been given like the green light to just do whatever they want because, like, they were like, "Well, we're always kind of nervous about like who can we kill off or whatever." I mean, they killed Ben Urich. That was a pretty big deal, but I don't know. That may mean I'm thinking Karen Page may not make it through this one.
Ooh,
actually,
she died in the comic anyway.
Yeah, I was just gonna say she did. Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, sorry, but I mean, you know, I was waiting for her to die back then, but.
Yeah,
season two is probably not that I want her to die. I think he's great, no. But
he's not listed as being in season two at all. On IMDb.
Kingpin. No. All right, that'll be interesting.
And they killed the Owl Man or whatever his name is. The Owl.
Oh yeah,
he's dead too.
Owsley, but his son is still alive.
Oh yeah,
right. So I think his son might become a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
All right. What about, let's just move along here. We got to keep things rolling. What about Walking Dead? Anybody want, I'm sure Josh. Yeah. People say that was one of the greatest episodes ever.
It's funny. I have seen both sides of the spectrum. I have seen people be like that. It was the worst episode I've ever seen. And I was like, my mind was blown because I was just like, well, how can you say that's the worst episode ever?
I know that's pretty.
Two things about that episode that I loved so much. I never thought that. Did everybody see it? Are we good?
I don't know, Clay. Do you even watch? You don't even really.
I don't really watch it. Yeah, I watch it later. Watch it on my own time.
All right.
On your own time.
You can spoil it away. Spoil away.
All right. So, Carl got his eye blown out.
Carl Carlson?
Coral?
Carl?
Coral? Got it, yeah. I
never thought that was going to happen. It happened in the comic books, and I was just like, how are they going to do this? And I just never thought that they would, because, I mean, that's a lot of prosthetic time in the chair.
Yeah. But apparently he was into it. He was asking, like, he's like, when am I going to get my eye blown out? And they were like, well.
Yeah.
Or, you know, yeah, I mean, they never cut off. I mean, Rick doesn't have a hand in the comic, so they never did that. So
right.
Yeah, they probably.
So I know. Like you never. Yeah, I was expecting that too. Right. Now, and the other thing that I loved, I swear, I don't know if they got like a new music guy or they just did something different with the music, but it reminded me of, let's see, what's that movie? Drive. That's.
Oh yeah.
It just there was like that weird kind of tone to it. I don't know. And what was the other movie that I saw that or no, it was a game I played,
Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. That maybe they were inspired by
it. Yeah, so I was wondering because it sounded very different than from what has been in the past. I thought
it's the same guy, it's still that Bear McCreary guy.
Yeah,
so maybe he just was playing that game or whatever.
Yeah.
No, the music has always been really good on that show. And
there was I saw a picture over the weekend of Megaran meeting Bear McCreary and took a picture, selfie with him. He was psyched.
Yeah.
Psyched.
It's cool. Were you surprised Rick's girlfriend there, Jesse, didn't make it?
I was, and it's funny because they showed a panel of the comics, and it was like pretty much like spot on, but I don't remember that whole thing being played out in the comics. Like I didn't remember him like flirting with this girl or like if the husband was really a jerk and that whole thing. Like, I don't remember if that actually happened in the comics. I read it so long ago.
I haven't gotten up there, but
that panel was like spot on,
right?
Like,
from the
and her grabbing Carl's hand trying to like and she wouldn't let go, so he was like trying to grab Carl away while the zombies were all attacking.
That was pretty cool. Rick just cut her hand.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised. I thought she would make it. She seemed like she was going to be like a character they were going to keep around.
Yeah.
So, but nope, her whole family.
serves her right for not talking to us at the Walker Stalker Con.
That's right. That's probably why. And she didn't really know what to do with her stupid kid in that, like, her Sam, the little kid.
Yeah.
Kept him locked up in his fucking room and gave him his food, like, in the hallway. Like, I know zombie apocalypse is tough, but, like, you can't just let your kid sit in there, you know, like.
Yeah, you gotta, like, you can't, like, shelter them from this. You kind of gotta teach them.
Yeah. Now, Carol didn't help by telling the kid that they were going to come and eat his stomach or whatever.
That was awesome.
She said. But, yeah, so that kid kind of ruined it because he was like, Mama! And then, like, the zombies saw them and ate them. And then her other stupid son, who was going to shoot Carl, and then Michonne took care of him. And then he did kind of shoot Carl anyway, but Carl!
Well, he's going to shoot Rick, right?
Yeah, I guess he was. Like, we're chopping off Tom's arm, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. What an asshole that kid was, though.
Yeah, glad Michonne took him out.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Cha-ching! Right there. Boom. Dead.
Justice is served.
No more problems with that guy.
Yeah, that kid was a dick.
Totally.
So, but yeah, like, I liked the theme. The theme of the episode was like, oh, the people of Alexandria. Well, I kind of had this idea. I was like, I think you're just going to kill all the Alexandrian people right now. But no, like that would have been kind of weird if only Rick's group like survived. But
yeah,
they all made it. And well, not all. Obviously Jesse didn't make it. But like, you know, they came out and they fought. And, you know, even Eugene got out there and did some work.
I know. I was kind of happy. Like, they all did. Like, even the creepy reverend guy or whatever he is there, he...
Father Gabriel?
Yeah.
The creepy reverend.
Well, I mean, there was something shady about him, right? I mean, there was, like...
Yeah, he was doing shady things. He was like, Rick's group isn't to be trusted.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's like, no, God wants us to fight or whatever. And
yeah.
It's like... And then he got out there. And
yeah.
It was great. It was good. It was definitely a different episode because a lot of people say, like, oh, nothing happens sometimes. And, like, there are a few episodes where they kind of just walk and talk a lot.
Yeah.
But this one had a lot of shit going on.
Well, if you think about it, too, how much does it cost to do an episode like that? And it's like, you probably have to do a couple just talky-talk episodes where nothing happens.
So the budget. They said how many, I forget, I read how many zombie extras they had in that episode. It was by far the most they ever had on any episode. And
crazy.
I forget how many it was. It was huge. And they're like real people. They're not like CGI or whatever.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to Negan. I know a lot of, well, I've read a few people aren't going to make it out of this season. So we'll see what happens there. But
yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, no, that's not it. That's it for The Walking Dead. Anything else? I got one comic book I want to talk about, but Clay, you got anything that you want to throw out there before I ramble on about?
No, go for it.
So I remember a while ago we were looking at like what Marvel's got coming out. We're like, oh, pregnant Jessica Drew, not interested. But I bought the damn thing because they are having a sale, right? So I was like, all right, pregnant Spider-Woman. It's kind of funny. It's not bad. It's a good book. And this issue, she had her baby. Have we had too many superheroes having babies, like, in the history of comics? Is this, like, a like major superheroes? Scarlet Witch had some, but then they took them away, and they said, those aren't real babies. Which is kind of weird, but, like...
Those are brain babies. You made those up.
That's exactly pretty much what they said. Like, your magical powers, without you even really knowing it, created this because you wanted it. But there's no way you can have kids with the Vision. Vision's not a man. He's a robot.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. But whatever. Like, so they took those kids away. But I'm sure it's happened. But
I can't think of anything really. I mean, I did just finish reading Secret Wars. And I think there's like the Reed Richards kids. But that was like a million years ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Luke Franklin. That's pretty awesome.
Franklin and Valeria.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of forgot about them.
But I mean, that was...
They're not a comic book.
They were born, like, you know, 40 years ago. I can't think of anything recent.
Well, yeah, Franklin was... I think he was born in the 80s. The other one is, she was born a little later. And Sue Richards had a miscarriage once, which was a kind of a meaty issue for comics to do.
Yeah,
but anyway, no, I think it was kind of interesting. Now we'll see what happens. She has a baby. I don't know what.
Batman has Damian.
Yeah, but he was like sort of born in a lab, kind
that's
of thing.
Right.
Super yeah. Cable. Anyway, yeah. Well, not too many. And this is cool for a major. She was like not a major. She's not like Captain America or Thor or something. But I mean, she was an Avenger. She's a pretty high up on the totem pole of Marvel characters, and here she is, little baby. So, yeah, it was. There were Skrulls attacking. It was kind of like a weird thing, and she was like in labor, fighting Skrulls and stuff. It was kind of cool. So yeah, even though you said you weren't into it, and I said I wasn't into it too, I was like, what the hell? They're having a sale.
Yeah, have a sale.
Yeah, so I bought.
I was totally into it, and then I didn't get it.
You've been kind of falling off the wagon a little bit.
I haven't bought comics.
I went to try to finish or like get caught up on Amazing Spider-Man, and I like missed an issue. I didn't pick up issue 6 or something.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm going to go get that one.
You know what I'm going to say about. I really like the first few issues of Amazing Spider-Man. This new artist, not doing it for me.
I hate that. That's the worst when like there's an artist and it's just not good. I can't do it. That's why I can't read a lot of the like Neil Gaiman stuff. Like he just picks. It's not that they're bad. They're just weird. And I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's
they
hard.
They suck you in with a good artist when they kick the thing off, and then it's like, yeah. So they're gonna go away, and here's the new guy.
I'm gonna have this bum you've never heard of.
This bum.
I shouldn't say that. Sorry. He's got a really weird name, too. It's like Matteo Bafagni or something.
Bafagni.
I don't want to say fag.
At least you just came right out and said it.
Good answer on that one.
I know. I'm sure it's not pronounced that way, because if his name's Matteo, he's probably like of Latin descent or whatever. And my name's Matteo, and I still don't like him. But yeah, I don't know. Amazing Spider-Man started off really good. That was Humberto Ramos, right?
Yeah, and you just really don't like Mr. Negative, even though he's kind of a cool villain. So
it's just a silly name. Whatever. But I just the art was just not good for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
But yeah, you gotta get caught up. I think what just came out, number 7. You're not too far behind, right?
No, I have everything except for that one issue. I even read issue 8.
Oh, it was 8 that came out. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I just skipped 6, and I'll go back to read it. I'm just reading some old comics. I read The Death of Wolverine and Secret Wars.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Death of Wolverine was like a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Or...
Yeah, I wanted to see what all the hubbub was about.
I remember
that the one that I hated
eating.
So much.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. And I also have been reading Wolverine and the X-Men when Wolverine is like the teacher at
right.
the school.
I think that was pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's fun.
Look at you going back into the archives. And you read all of Secret Wars?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Was it any good?
It starts off really not good and then ends okay.
Great review there.
Yeah.
Stellar review.
But I just needed to know.
<It's> okay.
I needed to know. I wanted to know the mysteries.
I think you should just make up like clay notes so I can just read it and be like, I have to read the whole thing.
Instead of clip notes, they're clay notes.
Clay notes.
And that's the thing with these, like Death Wolverine or Secret Wars or whatever, like, and even like Age of Ultron. I'll read it like in a year after it's out as a trade and not all the other tied in books. Just read the thing as a volume, and it makes way more sense. Then you're not like getting it confused with all the other books.
It took so long, like between issues, that you know, like that's what gets me about some of these event things.
Yeah.
There's months and months in between. You're like, I don't even remember what's going on. And in the case of this one, which we talked about, Secret Wars, like they already started the reboot before the damn thing was over.
Yeah.
Oh. I bet they wish they could do a redo on that, or I bet take back here.
Hickman doesn't. It was like Hickman's like magnum opus. Like he's like drops the mic and he's done. I'm done with this.
Yeah, well, I think I'm done with him.
Zing. I'm done with this podcast.
Zing. Yeah, well, we should probably wrap it up pretty soon, actually, because
I gotta go.
I gotta get going. But thanks for listening. Thanks for coming, Josh. Clay.
Thank you.
Anything else?
May all your pipes not burst, and may your innards of your house be warm, just like your heart.
Aww. Thanks. That was nice.
Just kidding. I want to kill you guys. That was my Deadpool.
That's right. We're playing Deadpool today. Well, all right. Thanks. So, MC Chris, what's going on?
Tons of shows. MC
Modern
Chris.
English is coming, right?
Yeah. That's, we've got a comic book related event, too. Did you see the movie American Splendor?
Yeah.
Harvey Pekar. Uh-huh. So, Joyce Brabner, who's Harvey Pekar's widow, she's coming to the Middle East in May.
No way.
So come check it out.
That's awesome.
Chance to meet her. She's a cool lady.
Nice. Yeah, check it. So that's all on our website.
LeaguePodcast.com/events, and other links are up there. Check it out.
Yeah. And if you click on our links, you might make some money. So help us out. If we have a comic book or something up there you want to buy, click on it, motherfucker, and we'll get a kickback.
That's right.
All right.
Keep the pipes unfrozen.
May your pipes remain unfrozen. All right. Later.
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 Turn off.